Go Native constantly brings the latest styles to keep you and your kids feeling and looking cool year-round. Go Native is located right next to Ace Hardware in Titusville. Stop by Go Native and live the lifestyle.
Your boat's upholstery looked great when it was new, but over time it gets dingy and stained. Starbright has the perfect combination for your problem. Starbright Ultimate Vinyl Cleaner and Ultimate Vinyl Guard. Starbright's Ultimate Vinyl Cleaner won't dry or fade your vinyl. It has powerful cleaning agents that blast away fish blood, grease, road grime, and more without harmful chemicals that ruin your boat's vinyl. Starbright's Ultimate Vinyl Guard is like a sunblock for your boat's vinyl cushions. It restores moisture and shine to sun-bleached vinyl without being slippery. Plus, it blocks harmful UV rays and helps keep your vinyl cleaner longer. Starbright Ultimate Vinyl Guard is great for plastic, rubber, and leather, too. It's ideal protectant for trucks and cars as well. Use Ultimate Vinyl Guard on your car or truck dashboard, seats, and door panels. Heck, you can even use it on the sidewalls of your truck or trailer tires. Starbright Ultimate Vinyl Guard makes all your stuff look great.
Batten down the hatches. We've got another great hour with Captain Jim Ross and this week's special guest starting right now.
Hey guys and gals, welcome back. Second hour of the show, Catch Your Memory, right here on WWBC 1510. You know what? If you guys haven't been on our WWBC app, you need to download it. There's a lot of guys. I've got some quite a few guys that are on Facebook this morning that are watching us through Facebook. But you can also get us through the WWBC app. Download it to your phone. You can take the phone with you anywhere that you've got service, and you can listen to what's going on WWBC. Not just during my show on Saturdays, but the entire week if you would like to. And it's an easy way to be able to listen to what's going on while you're still doing something else, not necessarily having to watch what's going on like if you're on Facebook, watching us live on Facebook. So if you're outside of the FM signal area or the AM signal area, the WWBC app is a great way to do that. The other thing is if you're at work and you're inside a building or something like that, you can always listen to, go to catchyourmemoryoutdoors.com, click on the Listen Live link, and you can listen to the live stream that we have coming through that feature as well. So there's a lot of different ways that you can get the show out there, not just on the airwaves through the radio station, but we've got plenty of other features that you guys can utilize to be able to watch and listen. This segment of the show, once again, is brought to you by Blue Points Marina out at Port Canaveral. We appreciate those guys out at Blue Points, doing what they do and getting your boat in and out of the water. Got a lot of listeners of this show that put their boats in at Blue Points and are really happy with them, and I think you guys and gals should give them a try as well. So we appreciate them for sponsoring this particular segment of the show. You know what? I wanted to get to a couple of things that we didn't get to in the first hour. One of the things was my Engel cooler, if you will, / live well. And I'm going to set this up here on the top of the desk and talk so that you guys that are on Facebook, you can see it. But also, so I'm going to try to explain what's going on with this thing for those of you guys out there in radio land. So what I've got is I've got a 19-quart dry box. It's the Engel Cooler / LiveWell / dry box, okay? So this thing, this is the one that I keep with me whenever I'm using mainly mud minnows or shrimp. I put shrimp in this a lot. It has a hole in the top of it with a little grommet that I can run my Airstone hose through. On the side of it has my bait well pump, and this is the old one. I keep saying to myself, I need to go buy the new lithium ion battery powered one because they last forever and they're super quiet, but this one just won't die. And so I'm not going to go spend money, good hard-earned money, when I don't really need to. I'm like you guys out there. I want to be frugal with it. And this live well pump has been, I've had this thing for about 8 years, and it still just kicks. I put batteries in it, and the thing runs. It's a little noisy compared to the new one, but as long as I'm not in a super, super stealth situation, it doesn't really bother me. If I'm sitting in the bay boat and I'm just out in 3-4 feet of water, absolutely no problem with it at all. The only time that I've had any problems with it is on a dead slick calm day, poling onto fish in 12 inches of water or less, where I'm trying to sight cast to them, and they're very, very particular about the amount of noise going on around them. And this little pump, even though it's just a little tiny air pump, when you're in dead quiet, it sounds like a train coming through. And I'm not saying that it's a loud pump. I'm just saying that any noise at all sounds really loud. You guys and gals can understand what I'm saying. If you've had a pelican land in the water trying to eat something, like trying to eat a bait fish, and the wind is blowing and there's a white cap chop, you don't hardly hear that pelican. There's a little sound, but when it's dead slick calm and there's no wind movement at all, and they hit, they can be 100 yards away. It sounds like somebody cannonballed off of a boat into the water. They sound so loud. So you understand the ambient noise around what's going on the water can affect how effective this bait well pump is for you. So a couple of things that I do. Well, one is I put these little cushions on the bottom of it. Engel makes these little feet on, and for those of you that can see on in Facebook land, each corner has a little pre-cut foot, if you will, or pad that you can put here on the corners. And you can see I've got them on the other sides over there for those that you can see. It's made out of like an EVA foam, and it's like a shock absorber, and it deadens the sound of the hard plastic against my gel coat of my boat. Because I use this in my little boat a lot, because my little boat does not have a very good bait well system. And so this is one way that I've found to help cushion that. The other thing that I've started to do is I take a towel, and I just lay a towel down on the deck and set the cooler / bait well on top of the towel. That reinforces that cushioning effect and deadens the sound even more. So a couple of tricks that I've learned when I'm in whisper land, if you will, trying to sneak up on a tail and redfish with the push pole, those are some of the things I've learned. Stainless steel hinges, latches on this thing, and I'm going to open it up because I'm going to show you one of the other neat features on the inside. Let me adjust my tube there. So obviously with the lid being hard plastic, and then it has a grommet in it, which you can put the airstone hose and airstone through that little grommet and down into the inside of the cooler. It's also got a plug for when you're not using it. If you just want to use it as a cooler, you can pull the airstone out and put this little plug in the lid so that you don't have an air gap there. So the other thing that I really like about this is Engel, instead of me having a little bait net and trying to swirl around in here or go in here with my hands, maybe I've got sunscreen on my hands or something like that, and I'm trying to dig down in this little cooler here, that they made a net insert. Now, this is the neatest thing, because all you do is you pick up the whole net, and I'm going to take the whole thing out for those of you that can see it. So here's my airstone. But this net is the same shape as the inside of the cooler, and it has a handle strap right on the top. So you put your shrimp in this mesh net. It's like a bait cage, if you will, and then it sets in the inset of the top of the cooler so that it doesn't slide down and go all the way down and fall down. It makes a nice hang bag, but whenever I want a piece of bait, I simply lift the whole thing up. Now everything's out of the water. I can grab the shrimp or the mud minnow I want, and then I can drop it back in, set my airstone back in it, close it back down, and latch it if I want to. Now, this makes my life way easier. And here's the other benefit to this. I'll take a little freezer pack, like a little Blue Ice or one of those little little tiny one. It doesn't need to be very big, and put that in the water to chill the water down. It makes my bait last twice as long, especially in the summertime whenever the water temperatures in the lagoon can be up into the 80, 90, low 90 degree range. So that Engel bait well / cooler keeps my bait cool all day long, no matter how many times I go in and out of there with that little ice pack in there. And when I pull a shrimp out, put them on a hook, they're literally trying to jump out of my hand. They're so frisky, it's hard to even hold them sometimes when you're trying to put a hook in them and then get them cast out in front of a fish. So, especially in a sight fishing scenario, when you see a fish and you sight cast to that fish, you want to put the bait, you know, about 2 or 3 feet in front of and about 2 or 3 feet beyond the direction the fish is heading or facing, and then let the fish come to the bait. Well, as the fish is coming to the bait hits and he starts kicking immediately in the water. He starts twitching, in the case of a shrimp, he starts twitching and jumping and going crazy, which excites the fish in many cases. Where if you throw a lethargic shrimp in there and it just kind of is because it's in hot water and you're throwing it into hot water, it doesn't have a bunch of action and it just sinks to the bottom. And sometimes the fish will just swim right on by and go, you know, that doesn't interest me. But you get that shrimp snapping and popping and trying to sometimes jump completely out of the water because he's so frisky. That really ignites the bite, if you will, and gets that redfish or that trout really fired up, and they absolutely crush it. So there's a lot of benefits to that particular type of a cooler slash live well. And with the new lithium ion battery packs that you can put on those things, they're dead quiet. You can't hardly hear them at all. I mean, you really have to listen for them. So you can upgrade from the standard one like I have that's, you know, an old school that's been running 8 or 9 years, which most of these little ones that you buy, you might get a season out of them, maybe two. I can't believe this one's still going. And the battery life, this is older technology, but if you don't buy the lithium ion one, the battery life on this thing is still incredible. I mean, you can run with 2 D-cell batteries, you can run that thing for, I don't know, 48 hours straight and never run out of battery power. So pretty cool products from Engel. Once again, they sponsor one segment of the show, not this segment. They sponsor one segment of the show. But if you get a chance, go check them out at EngelCoolers.com. And it's just another way for you to be able to take baits with you in if you got a paddle board, if you've got, you know, a kayak, if you've got any kind of a small flats boat that doesn't have a very good bait well system, or if you've got a bigger boat and you've got a live well that you're putting mullet or sardines or pogies or croakers in, this is a way to keep your shrimp separate from them and keep them nice and lively. And it just a great all-around product. So check them out at EngelCoolers.com. The other thing that we need to do on this segment of the show is we need to let you know what the boating and fishing conditions are going to be from Ponce Inlet to Sebastian. So, this whole last week, we talked about it earlier in the show, in the first hour of the show, a lot of wind. Not just a little, a lot. And even Mike Mann yesterday had a lot of wind up in the north part of Mosquito. Now, I was fishing down in the lee of the bite at Canaveral. We didn't have very much wind down there because it was blowing offshore from the landmass. So we were protected down there. And it was really a beautiful morning with that north wind because it dropped the humidity down a little bit, dropped the temperatures down a little bit. We're going to have even more of that here over the next couple of days, which is going to be really nice. So today we've got a northwest wind at 5 to 10, and it's going to switch to the north at about 5 to 10 by this afternoon. Seas inside of 20 miles are supposed to be about 3 to 4 feet with a dominant period of about 9 seconds. So the current conditions right now at the 4-mile weather buoy, which is sitting outside of Port Canaveral, we've got a water temperature of 81 degrees. So it's dropped down since 2 weeks ago it was 85. It's dropped all the way down to 81 degrees. So the north wind fetch that we've had, a northeast wind fetch that we've had, has started to cool the water temperature, and that's what's creating that additional mullet run push. We've got a huge, you know, push of mullet the last few days that are coming down the coast. And like Mike Mann was saying earlier on his call, they're also starting to come down the intracoastal waterway, which only ignites the bite in there. So seas are 2 feet with a dominant period of about 9 seconds there at that buoy, at the 4-mile buoy. Beautiful conditions out there this morning. 20-mile buoy, the weather buoy out there, a little bit different. Water temperature out there is still 84, and the seas are still 5 feet with a dominant period of about 8 seconds. So there's a pretty good swell still rolling in, and if you get there's not going to be too much of a wind chop on top of it, fortunately, but if you get out there, it is going to be a little rolly. Conditions at the 6-mile buoy out of Fort Pierce, we've got 83-degree water temperature, and seas down there are 3 feet with a period of 10 seconds. So the period down there is a little bit farther apart than it is up here out of Canaveral. Water temperature right now at Ponce Inlet is 78 degrees, Cocoa Beach is 81 degrees, and Sebastian Inlet is 83 degrees. And And the western edge of the Gulf Stream is currently just about 51 nautical miles due east of Port Canaveral. Oh, I'm sorry, due east of Ponce Inlet, 37 due east of Port Canaveral, and 28 nautical miles due east of Sebastian Inlet. And our tides look like this. Low tide this morning, 8:42 a.m. So coming up in about half an hour, we're going to have low tide at Port Canaveral. High tide is going to be about 3:21 p.m., and low is going to be about 9:57 p.m. And then the tides at Sebastian Inlet, we've got a low this morning at 9:11 a.m., a high at 3:23 p.m., and a low again this evening at 9:49 p.m. And then the best times to get out there and do some hunting and fishing, brought to you by the great guys and gals down at All About Archery in Melbourne. Make sure you stop in and get all your archery needs taken care of right there at All About Archery. Tino and the gang do a fantastic job with getting you tightened up. So we've got a major this morning at 7:08 a.m. to 9:08 a.m. So you got about an hour left of that. Then the minor this afternoon is at 2:53 p.m. to about 3:53 p.m. And then the major again this evening, so you've got two usable majors today, is about 7:35 p.m., which is going to be right there at dusk, to about 9:35 p.m. So right after dusk, right into darkness. So good time to get out and do some fishing in the evening if you get a chance. And hopefully we won't have some rain showers this afternoon to keep you guys and gals off the water. Guys and gals, we are going to take our next break. When we come back, we got a whole lot more Catch a Memory. But if you want to give us a call, 321-632-1000, we'd love to hear from you. We're going to be right back with more. Greasy smears, fish blood, dirty footprints, and spilled food all create a mess on your boat's deck. Here's a fast and easy solution to clean them. Starbrite Ultimate Extreme Clean. Just spray it on the spot, hit it with a deck brush, and rinse it off. Dirty vinyl cushions, greasy drips around your outboard, even those suspicious stains your fishing buddy always seems to leave behind, don't stand a chance when you squirt a little Ultimate Extreme Clean on them. Starbrite Ultimate Extreme Clean works great to clean your grill and around the house. You can use it on your truck or lawnmower. It gets greasy stains out of clothing too. Just spray it on any greasy spot, give it a light rub, and they'll look like new again. Make sure you pick up some Starbrite Ultimate Extreme Clean and lose those greasy stains today. Guys and gals, welcome back. We appreciate y'all tuning in every Saturday right here to Catch a Memory Outdoors. This segment of the show is brought to you by Petrucci Insurance. Now, you've heard me say it before. I'm going to say it again. Nobody likes to pay for insurance. You don't like to pay for insurance. I don't like to pay for insurance. Our program director, Paul, does not like to pay for insurance, right? So what do? We want to get the best deal for the best price, and that's what you get when you call Petrucci Insurance. They do a rate quote for you. They check around with a bunch of different companies. They shop it around, farm out, see who's going to give you the best deal, and then present you with their findings. And takes all the legwork out of it. Give Petrucci a call, whether you've got a boat, whether you've got a car, whether you've got a house, whatever, all three, whatever you need to insure. Make sure you call Petrucci. Make sure that you're getting the right coverage. You're not overcovered. You're not undercovered. And you're paying the right price for that coverage. You're not getting overcharged by, you know, insurance companies aren't necessarily your friend or mine. And even though we pay them money, you'd think they would like us better than what they do. They don't. You're a number. You're just a paycheck to them. They don't care a bit about you. So give Petrucci Insurance a call and make sure that you're not getting overcharged for what it is that you're getting covered for. You can get them real easily. They're here in Rockledge, 321-632-1200, 632-1200. Give them a call on Monday, Tuesday, whatever it is. Have them do a rate quote for you. Even if you don't have your house or your car or whatever insurance coming up until February, March, April, get on the radar and see what's out there. See what's available. It's best to check well before times. Don't wait till the last second and then go, oh, by the way, I need to do this. Now, give them a call now. Tell them you heard about it right here on Catch a Memory Outdoors. You guys and gals are going to be just as impressed with them as I was, because they did a fantastic job for me, saving me a pile of money and actually getting me the proper coverage for what I needed. You know, the other thing that we're going to do, guys and gals, we do the Starbright Cleaning Solutions segment every week. And I always ask my guests, when I've got a guest on the show, what products do you like? Of course, there's always 19 products that they come up with, because they go this, and that. Oh, and this. Oh, and I can't live without this. Well, one of the things that consistently comes up throughout the gamut of captains that I've had in here in the Starbright product line is this product right here. And this product is called the Starbright Non-Skid Deck Cleaner. Now, if you guys and gals haven't tried this product, you really need to try it, because it takes the cleaning to a whole nother level that you're doing on your boat. Yeah, wash and wax works good, you know, but this product here gets down in and gets that deep embedded grime out of your gel coat. It makes your gel coat turn a whole different color, a whole different shade of white in most cases, most people have white decks on their boats. And this non-skid deck cleaner is super easy. You just put it down, brush it around, let it sit for a couple of minutes, and I go back and I do just a real light misting back over the deck again, because I'm normally cleaning my boat in the afternoon and the sun's out and it wants to start to dry. I put a light misting with my spray hose back on the deck to re-wet it just a little bit, and I'll come back in and hit it with the deck brush again and then immediately rinse it off. And I do the front deck on my boat first, then I do the back deck, and then I do the gunnels, and then I do the floor. And when I get done, it looks like a brand new boat again. So Starbright Non-Skid Deck Cleaner, absolutely one of the products that you and I should never be without. And if you haven't tried this product, run out to your local Starbright dealer today. And you can find them at a lot of places. Your Ace Hardwares have them. I've seen them in Lowe's. I think they're probably in Home Depot as well. All of your marine places, your West Marines, and right here in Rockledge, check out Boaters Exchange. They've always got a good supply of product as well. But the non-skid deck cleaner from Starbright, what a great product. And it's just one of those things that consistently comes up whenever you talk about what product do you need to help keep your boat cleaner. This is it right here. Does a fantastic job. Next week, we're going to talk about the follow-up product to this, which is the deck wax, and it's a 1-2 punch, and we're going to talk about that next week. Some of the things that you can do with it, not just for your deck, which is kind of interesting. You guys and gals are going to be impressed with that. So let's go. Let's continue talking about the fishing. Don't have anybody on the line right now. So one of the things that I was going to tell you guys and gals earlier in the show before we started getting calls was the minor this week is a really, really strong trigger. Yesterday, the fish turned on right when, you know, they turned off when the major quit. It was a fairly slow morning after that. We did get, about a dozen fish in that slow period, including one gigantic Spanish mackerel. We had a Spanish mackerel that, I don't know, this thing was almost 30 inches long. It was a really big one. Just pitching finger mullet along the shorelines, along the surf break, and along the jetties and piers and docks throughout the Canaveral area. And then my guys, you know, it got really slow for about an hour. We weren't hardly catching anything. Talked to a couple other guys. They were calling. I was calling. You know, we're phone fishing, basically, and nobody's really doing anything. So I said, guys, look, you know, we can stick around for about another hour and see if they turn on the minor, or if you guys are done, you know, we can head back to the dock. We opted to head back to the dock. So I got back to the dock about 1 o'clock. I get a call about 1:45 from Captain Troy Perez, who was fishing near where we were fishing. And we were talking back and forth throughout the day. And Troy said, he says, man, you left 45 minutes too early. And I was like, I don't want to hear this, Troy. And he said, it's an absolute firefight right now. Every bait that they were throwing in the water was getting eaten. And he was catching redfish on the edge of the channel, on the edge of the shipping channel at Canaveral. He had marked a school and found a school. And he said, every bait they put down in them was getting eaten up. So these are the things with fishing that you really want to try to get out on the water, if you can, during the majors and minors. And sometimes it's know, sometimes the miner doesn't turn the fish on. Maybe you've got a barometer that's doing something wacky and it kind of keeps the fish turned off, or the wind direction, you know, turns the fish off. But then you have days where the majors and minors really, really kick the fish into gear. And yesterday happened to be one of those days. Now here's the interesting thing. When you look at yesterday's bite being very, very solunar driven, the day before, it was more a factor of the tide and the current in that tide, because we had a bite all day long. I mean, we got there at 7. We had a good bite, lulled a little bit between 8, 9, right around 10, 10:30, it picked up, and it was great the entire rest of the afternoon. So they weren't really focused on the minors and majors so much. And in our slow periods in between the minors and majors weren't as slow as they were yesterday. So that's, you know, that's one of those things you try to predict, you think you have a handle on it, but you really don't know until you go. And so I always tell, you know, people are like, when's a good time to go fishing? And I'm like, any time you can go is a good time to go fishing, because if you're not out there, you can't catch them. So bottom line is this: try to focus around those solunar majors and minors, but don't necessarily hold them as gospel, because, like I said, on Thursday, there was a bite almost the entire time that we were out there. And that's, you know, that's the main thing, is just being on the water, catching the fish. If the fish want to bite, let them eat. So that's today's lesson, I guess, is just go when you can go. But there are those days, like yesterday, where they definitely focus on those majors and minors, and it's like a switch. It's an absolute switch. It's an on switch or it's an off switch. And yesterday, when that minor hit, they turned on, and just a little bit before 2 o'clock, it was game on and turned into, Troy said they had about an hour and a half of just solid, nonstop action. Of course, I was already off the water, unfortunately. Want to do throw a big shout out real quick to the guys down at Ferguson's Trailer Supply down in Melbourne, Ferguson's Automotive and Trailer. I've had two issues with my trailer. Now, I always tell you guys and gals, make sure that your trailers are in good shape, okay? And I take my trailers in once a year for service, make sure that they get a tune up, new, you know, if they need new bearings, they need new brakes, they need new whatever. But I trailer a lot. And so even though I'm putting my products in there, my trailers in there for regular routine maintenance, updates, whatever happens to be new, like we put a new brake system on, things can still happen. So on the way home, we were out shooting the guns last week, and on the way home from shooting the guns, I'm got the four-wheeler on the trailer, that kind of thing. We have a hub blowout. Well, I'm going 70 mile an hour down the interstate. By the time I get pulled over to the side of the road, the grease that's slung out is now almost ignited and is smoking like crazy and burning up everything under there. So it was one of those things where I had to get off the side of the road, get the tire off of the hub so that it wouldn't continue to turn the hub after it had blown. But one of the things that I need to personally be more responsible for is to make sure that every so often, in between my regular services for Ferguson's, that I jack the trailer up, check the tires to make sure that the axles and bearings are nice and tight. You know, they're not binding, they're not wobbling. Make sure I've got grease in my buddy bearings, all that kind of thing. But you take it down to Ferguson's, they get you tightened right back up, and so they've got two of my trailers down there right now that. Between my utility trailer and then yesterday I was coming home. Now, I just had a brand new set of brakes put on my boat trailer about 4 or 5 months ago, okay? Brand new set of Kodiaks, because the original ones had worn out. I spray them down with salt off. I get out of the water, dunk the boat in the water, pull the trailer out of the water, and I go spray the axles and the brakes and the rims and everything down with salt off from Starbright.